Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back, and now it's part two.
And we're now using you as like as if you are David Bowie's diary, as if you were with him the whole time, and you just know everything he did. So
yeah, you
from
might
that
not
point
know.
View,
I mean,
what
yeah.
did he eat?
But because you told that, brilliant story about the banana. So, and then obviously, if folklore, well, he's
can I say that's not in itself a brilliant story. What's brilliant about it is the way that Ricky does the impression of him eating a banana.
That's
I think
true.
If you just told the story,
have you become Ricky's agent?
I rang up David Bowie, he was eating a banana. I think by itself, that's not a brilliant story.
Listen, no one tells me many stories, so that is a great story about a banana, as far as I'm concerned, let alone Bowie's attached to it.
Okay.
But
What's funny about it is the mundane mixed
that
with
is.
the space alien genius.
It is, yeah. But
we think that he should have a pill.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
A pill of what. You know.
Yeah,
it is, but
yeah.
Because your impression is, if we could break it down even further, because your impression is so good, and because when you do it, it actually sounds like David Bowie is here saying,
really
"I'm eating a banana."
That's funny.
It brings home how much you think of that voice as redolent of amazing space age artistry, but he's just saying, "I'm eating a banana."
Well, he took us to a restaurant once, me and Jane, because they do the best pasta, which I thought was funny. Just they do the best pasta, and he went in there.
I think anything to talk about food is always funny.
And we were the only people in the restaurant.
Really,
but it was because it was like you know, I think between lunch and dinner, and it was just at the back and.
Was it a Bella Pasta?
It was a little Italian restaurant again downtown.
But
was
there
Imam there as well?
No. Okay.
He didn't like pasta.
He was doing his own.
He likes to eat pasta on his own. There's certain things a guy does on his own, right?
Yeah,
eating pasta is one of them.
Okay.
But
fair
did
enough.
He? Because
we're
there's
a bit low on tortellini, darling. Oh, not the ricotta stuff.
But did he? Because there was the peppers, milk, and cocaine, right, back in the 70s.
Oh, yeah,
there's the banana. These are the only things we know to be true. He ate a banana when he's talking to you, Ricky. From what you could tell, you ate pasta. He had a healthy appetite.
I think he was healthy and even healthier towards the end.
Right.
But,
not when he died.
No.
Right up until that moment.
I think after the heart attack, he stopped everything.
He was never.
This
is very obvious, a banal thing to say, but it's still true and interesting. No sign ever in his entire career of putting on weight. And I mean, most people.
No.
I mean, obviously, rock stars in general try hard not to do that, but. I don't imagine Bowie went to the gym, but
I think he put a little bit of weight when he was the heart drugs after
a little bit.
Yeah, but no, he was always healthy.
But never went to the gym.
He boxed.
Boxed.
I read about him boxing.
Phase,
He did. He put on so much weight that he was skinny at one point.
Is it true? Exactly,
because in a way, when he was really, when you really noticed his weight, was when
he was anorexic.
Yeah, when he was effectively anorexic or whatever you'd call it, when he just wasn't eating at all.
No, he just did a long time.
Well, no, I don't think he was because that's a disease. Isn't it?
I'm aware of that.
I know. But what I mean is, when you're taking cocaine and not eating, you get thin.
I don't know what the calories actually are in cocaine.
Diet advice?
Would you believe it? They're not beholden. There's no law saying you've got to say the calories in cocaine, which is a scandal.
Yeah,
you don't have to put it on the packet or anything. It's ridiculous.
But, nutritional advice.
But Ricky, another thing you said, said that you didn't want to talk about music with David because he's a friend and everything. But you said one in every 20 conversations you maybe asked him something.
Yeah.
And did you? What kind of things did you ask? Did you sort of things that were burning?
Well, things that came to my head when the conversation came out. It was all very organic. I didn't go there going, Jane, 1 hour 20 I'm going to ask him about space. So,
I remember one. Can you say the word space? Talk about space. The space race, and then that allows. Oh, on that note,
exactly. Yeah, wondering exactly, about oddity. Yeah. I remember one of the maybe second time I met him. I asked him if Sweet Thing was very speeded.
Oh my god, that's a brilliant question. That's
and
great.
He went, that's a brilliant question.
He went, oh Christ, yeah, all over the place.
Did he?
Yeah.
I like the way that
he's safe in the city.
He starts like, yeah, I mean, it's incredible.
He can't actually naturally
reach. I'm a pretty
reach
good singer,
yeah,
and I've got a pretty good range,
right,
but I couldn't work out how I couldn't do both parts in the same key.
Oh, that's interesting.
So he's saying that
because I've always
genuine
thought the range on Sweet Thing is extraordinary. So you're saying that it's basically pitch. Controls.
Well, they just did a little bit. You put down and had to get the notes and to play with it.
I've heard him do it live, though. I've heard him do it live. He doesn't live on David Lloyd.
I think he might have been being humble. Like, was that very speeded? As opposed to him going, no way. He went, oh, yeah, we did it all the time.
He doesn't go high on.
Or he couldn't, you know.
On the live version.
On the live version, he doesn't hit that very high. No, yeah, he doesn't hit that.
I'm scared and I'm lonely. It's like crazy. It's crazy. It's Freddie Mercury high.
Is it higher than the note on Young Americans?
I think the highest other note is Life on Mars.
That made me break down and cry.
Yeah, but that's more of a reedy sort of like on Life on Mars. He hits that on the word Mars. He's really high then, and that seems real. I agree on Sweet Thing. It's such a it feels slightly artificial. But that's interesting. He said, yeah, we played around with it.
I'm very impressed.
Well,
though,
maybe it was Diamond Dogs. Maybe he did do it on Sweet Thing. Maybe he meant it was on Diamond Dogs.
Yeah,
hang on, but I'm so impressed with that question.
Yeah, it's a great
question. Because like, if you're going to ask a music question, I love the fact that it's such a left field and such a correct question to ask from a proper Bowie fan.
I think
but
it's
did
a
you
shit
just
question.
Apropos it out of
in
nothing?
Respect,
it's
I
not
think
a shit question.
The
shit question is how did you write Life on Mars? That's a shit question.
Because I'd hate it to do, like when people say, you know, was that real or did you cheat or was that an ad lib or was that and I sort of want to go. I don't want to tell you.
I don't think it comes across as that. I wouldn't have thought about it.
I think it was long enough ago for him not to care like that.
But I don't even think about it as being like, it's a question about did you cheat?
Yeah.
It's a question that suggests that you have a very intricate knowledge of not his most obvious work.
I think I got away with it because it was nerdy.
Yeah.
I think
nerdy.
You can get away with a real nerdy question and it's... Yeah. And it's not like a rude question.
Yeah. Also, maybe he appreciated you were generally interested. You know, you were just sort of like, I wanted just interested in that question.
Well, this happened, right? After my room 101 had gone out, and Paul Merton had shown a video of me looking a bit like David Bowie from 1983.
No, the one that show you did? Of the
David
Bowie.
No, this was the video. No. This was the video of one of my songs in Shauna Dancing.
Oh, okay.
Right?
So it's not the one, that thing you did early on where you're a salesman who wants to be David Bowie.
No, that was that was like 98 or something. This was like 83.
You and Shauna Dancing.
Yeah. And so David comes into the room, comes over to me, and he sat down. And don't forget, I'd only met him like once before and he didn't know who I was. And now he knew who I was, right? Because we went to a party at his friend's house in London. An old friend of his, right? And I was there and he came over and he sat down to me. And he goes, I owe you an apology. And I went, why? He went, it appears I've been ripping you off for the last 30 years. I went, all right, don't start. I said, everyone ripped you off. So don't pick on me.
That is brilliant.
That
is brilliant.
Actually, when you did start Sienna Dancing, were you thinking Bowie, or were you thinking more like this is the '80s?
I wanted to be current, and that was current.
Yeah.
But being current was also ripping off David Bowie's back catalogue.
Yeah, but
when
did you start that band?
So 82.
So is it more like in your mind? Is it more like Gary Numan? Soft sell, even, or is it actually Bowie's in your mind?
I wanted to sing like David Bowie because I just did.
Yeah.
And affected it as well.
Yeah.
Be in the mix with Tears for Fears and all those boys in Japan and that. But I was very conscious that I was singing like David Bowie.
Yes.
Very conscious.
I mean, all those
people,
even people like Blancmange or whatever, you know.
Well, he sang so many different ways as well.
That's the thing.
So it's that sort of Germanic mixed with Cockney.
Yeah, but that's sort of
crooning.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Became,
yeah.
Like in the late 70s, early 80s, were so many people doing that without quite acknowledging
of
that
course.
It was David Bowie that they were singing like.
But I think his voice, he defined the how you sang in the 70s. He also defined how you sang in the 80s, except that he wasn't the biggest artist in the 80s after the first couple of years. But that slightly operatic sort of occasion, just what you did then, I'm not going to attempt it. He sort of defined that's the 80s voice, for particularly for male singers.
Yeah,
that
like Dead or Alive.
Thing. Yeah, they all sang like it. Echo and the Bunny, I mean, anyone, you name it, they all sang in that kind of way. And I think he sort of invented it.
But then then he went, you know, like...
Duran Duran.
So I'd become a Bowie fan, a proper Bowie fan, disciple, where David Bowie was my favourite artist. Who's your favourite artist? David Bowie, right? 1977. Went back, discovered all the back catalogue. I love, Ziggy Stardust, amazing. Oh my, Diamond Dogs, incredible. It's like a fucking concept album. Amazing. So I had all that right. And all that was built up, and I was in time for Scary Monsters.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
So when that came out, I thought, my God, he's done it again.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, yeah. And then he was doing this screaming thing.
The voice on that album is
it's
unbelievable.
It's incredible. Yeah. It's, I'd say, it might be the most underrated album.
Yeah. I think it's incredible. Teenage Wildlife, for example, which someone said to me the other day, I said, oh, well, one of my favourite Bowie tracks, Teenage Wildlife, and they sort of said it's kind of like a knockoff Heroes. I thought, just hang on a minute.
No,
that's not wrong.
Not at all.
It's amazing. No. And his voice on that.
It's not like an epic rock song.
Yeah.
It is an incredible song. I mean, I still find that stuff not as great. I still find it not quite as great as the. Basically, I am obsessed with everything from Man Who Sold the World to, I would say.
But it's incredible that someone churning out an album a year, right, comes up with that after 12 years.
No, it's incredible. No one else has done anything like that.
It's ridiculous.
No one else has had that.
The Beatles didn't do.
No one else did
12 years of the best album of the year.
No one else in music, in culture, possibly, has done such an extraordinary Purple Patch and then brilliant work after the Purple Patch.
Yeah.
No one else has done that. And, you know, most rock musicians have their 4-year Purple Patch and then they're shit. To be honest, to name no names, but they're shit or they're trying to trade on past glories or whatever. Whereas, I can't really think of anyone else.
But also no one takes chances like that and succeeds. Yes. And you could say, every other album you didn't like as much as the other one, but I go, oh my God, still. And I think what made Muhammad Ali great was losing and then winning again. And
that's the story, isn't it?
That is the story.
The thing about Muhammad Ali is you buy into a story or someone like that who defines a whole idea of what it means to be a boxer, what it means to be a champion. It becomes like not just winning, it becomes winning and losing and then winning again, and that's...
And also what you don't see at the time is influence.
Yeah.
You don't see influence for 15
years.
Well,
and also you change. I think this is a key thing,
of course,
right?
You do.
I saw Bowie in 78 at Earl's Court, right? And he was doing the Isolar tour and Heroes or whatever. And I really got into Ziggy Stardust and all that by then. I was 14, right?
Incredible.
And Diamond Dogs was probably my favourite album.
Oh, that's my favourite
Still probably my favourite album ever, Diamond Dogs. I was getting my head around Heroes. And on that tour, he's doing slightly weird versions of Rebel.
Yeah, well, Ziggy Stardust is basically on a synthesizer.
It's
challenging.
And I sort of hated that at the time. Now I think, no.
Did he have Todd Rundgren and Thomas Dolby used on...
Thomas Dolby,
on,
definitely, yeah. Maybe yeah.
Todd Rundgren, really? Yeah.
Todd Rundgren on stage, I think.
Did he? I don't remember that. I remember enormous chinos, enormous pleated chinos, and him doing... And almost all of Heroes, and then he did these, for me at the time, really weird versions of songs that I was obsessed with from Ziggy Stardust or whatever.
But now I think I'm
just so pleased that I was there.
It's quite hard hearing Ziggy Stardust, the song Ziggy Stardust, played on a synthesizer. It definitely doesn't, which is what he does in that period, it doesn't quite gel for me, but there is that seriousness and that he's so cool on that tour.
Yeah, but I think a really great artist, you change and you realise what they were doing.
Do you know what the most amazing... I agree with you about Diamond Dogs. I think maybe that would be my... One of the most extraordinary things about that is that he plays most of the guitar, right? So Bowie
plays all of it.
I don't think it's exactly all of it. And if you listen to the guitar on that, it's not Ronson, it's not that very melodic, although some of it, it's got a sort of jagged, angular... Yeah, it's very angular, it's quite angry guitar, and that's Bowie. And you just think, God, he's doing that on that album, let alone everything else he's doing.
Well, the sound on that album is really extraordinary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shall we do Which Album Is Ricky?
Yeah.
thing. This is a thing that Tim found on the internet, where we can ask you questionnaires.
It will tell you your favourite animal. Whatever you think about
it.
It won't tell you your favourite. No, excuse me. It won't tell you your favourite album. It'll tell you which album you are.
Well, yeah.
Right.
You know, you embody.
Which is an odd concept.
It's a very odd concept. It doesn't actually make any sense. But it will tell you which album you are personally, which might be different from your favourite album.
Yeah.
It will use questions.
I'm excited.
Okay.
So there's one question I haven't
asked.
The science is you'll see it for yourself. It's real empirical stuff.
Do I have to be wired up at all?
You don't know. It's beyond wiring.
I can see X-rays.
One thing I haven't asked you actually is just very quick. Is like favourite haircut. Like if you were to go for the haircut period of Bowie, where would you go, Ricky?
Choose one that I could walk round with. So I quite liked the sort of side parting wedge falling forward.
Okay.
Sort casuals
of
one.
The sort of casuals, but with a little bit more bouffant androgyny than that. Not the floppy one. The more sort of when he bleached blonde.
Did you take that question to mean what haircut would suit you?
Oh, yes.
I'm not on this quiz. No, I'm literally, which was your favourite Bowie haircut? Like, just looking
on
which
him.
Which
was my favourite Bowie haircut?
You know, if you looked at the best hair Bowie had, just where do you feel you would go?
I did sort of like his smart grown-up look.
Like Heroes time, do you mean?
Heroes was great. I love Low. I'm Low.
Front cover of Low.
I had that haircut and
the
Mac.
Although there was a picture the other day, you may have seen it.
You lived it.
Yeah.
Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron in profile, I don't know if you saw this, and they looked together like the cover of Low.
That's
quite disturbing.
That's funny.
They were in profile. One of them's a little bit ginger. I think Angela is a bit ginger, and he's a little bit beaky. And together they looked a little bit like a very horrible,
that's
nightmarish
funny
version of the cover of Low.
I love the. In fact, on that Mark show when he's doing Heroes, I love that hair.
That's great.
Almost too sensible. He's like sensible hair, but he looks so cool with a shirt.
When he did Heroes on Mark, I think at the time I remember watching that, thinking, I'm not sure about this. Where's the jumpsuit? Where's blah blah blah. Now I think, what an extraordinary thing to come back from doing all that stuff and all the expectations and subvert it completely by wearing a denim shirt, looking incredibly handsome and doing an incredibly passionate and moving song. You know, it sweeps your feet from under you.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what he's trying to do, but at the time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you're a kid, you think like, oh, why isn't he just doing what I expect?
Yeah, I know. And the eye. Just let's not forget the eye.
Let's not forget the eye.
It's like everything.
The eye is amazing. So when you're with him and the eye is there, is it something that you notice? You think like, or is it just like Big Brother, after a while you don't notice the cameras?
In fact, when I'm talking to him, He's not David Bowie. He's an interesting bloke.
But he's still a bloke.
I have to keep remembering. Now and again, I remember, I'll go, oh, you're David Bowie.
Yeah, of course.
Do you know what I mean? Genuinely.
Yeah, of course.
And more and more, as it went on, I forgot.
Yeah.
When I listened to David Bowie, I forgot I knew David Bowie.
Yeah.
And when I was with him, forgot he was David Bowie.
But David Jones still had the funny eye.
Had the funny eye. I don't think I did notice it.
No.
Yeah.
I did notice once, where I noticed, things I noticed about him, I did notice what great fucking hair he still had.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That, looked like it.
I always had amazing hair. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. We were talking before we started about possibly.
Oh, I've got a year. I've got a year, and then it's buzzing off.
I think I've been longer than that.
Well, it's getting very thin.
I mean, I can't look at the top of my head.
Yeah.
Right, but I get a sense from what my wife tells me that it's going on top.
Yeah.
And you
look like an old owl.
Yeah, I do look like an old
I look owl. Like a young bird that's just in the nest where it hasn't quite come through yet. When I wake up in the morning...
You don't look like a young anything.
No, I mean I mean like a fucking bird that hasn't got all its feathers yet. In right. the morning, it's down, all over. Like, yeah, down, you can yeah, see yeah, through yeah, yeah.
As I say, and your mouth is open and you want worms.
Yeah, yeah.
And other prison talk. Regurgitated
worms. Yeah.
It is one of... My hair went when I was 21.
Really?
And I slightly Ray Reardoned when I was 21 and had the sort of it went back, but
have you ever
it stopped.
About a
it held firm until I was in my 30s, so it didn't.
Yeah,
completely
my dad receded
right,
just right all the way back. Just got he had his hair, but further back on his head.
Yes.
Right,
okay.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm hoping might happen to me, but I'm not sure.
No, mine's just getting thinner uniformly. So soon, eventually, it looks see through. Your hair looks.
Yes.
See-through.
Well, I think right. for a man with a public profile, the problem is, I did raise this with you earlier, is that once your hair starts separating, people think, oh, he's had a hair transplant.
Yeah, I know.
Because particularly early hair transplants, with that pepper pot thing, like Russ Abbott had, that looked like someone had individually placed follicles of hair all over their head.
Yeah.
And if your hair starts to separate, that's a bit what it's
like. I wouldn't
do
it if it was perfect, because I couldn't be bothered.
Yeah.
If there was some sort of home kit that I could buy... Jane could order on a Cardo.
Yeah.
I might do it. Mm. Yeah. But as far as... No.
I
won't do anything that I have
Google
to go somewhere to have it done. I'll do anything at home.
I don't think there's... Yeah.
Well,
there's Regain.
You know, there's those
sort of lotions.
Does it work?
No,
I don't know if it does.
There is a place you can go, and we have with our nameless friends we all have in common who have gone there, and they sort of take hair that's already on your head and put it on top.
The back of the neck, isn't it?
Right. And then I was chatting to
one... Isn't that fluffy, though?
Well,
I imagine
it's a bit fluffy. It looks a bit odd, but I was speaking to one of them, and then they said, would you ever consider it? And I genuinely never, ever... I just thought, well, I'm bald.
Yeah.
But I said, I'm not sure I would want to go for that. And they said, by the way, you haven't got enough hair to even go there.
That was really?
Because there's not enough hair on my head to take
it
out.
Go for your ass.
Yeah. No,
have to put my ass on my head.
No, they could skin your pubenda around the balls to the arse.
Yes.
So
just be enough.
You'd have a little triangle in the front,
right.
Then a little gap where the penis was, and then like
they definitely
anus.
Wouldn't move the penis.
That's right.
They wouldn't move the penis.
At the crack. But here's the terrible thing about that. But I think as you get older, even that starts to go, I believe.
No.
Yeah, I think it starts to become a bit sparse down there.
No, I reckon mine's getting
more hairy. More of it.
Oh, it's just spreading. I'm like,
well, then you should definitely use it.
The neck down, I'm like a gorilla now. I'm getting hairier and hairier, and all the bits you don't want.
Yeah.
Back, fucking.
Oh,
yeah,
I know. There's a lot on my back, actually. I've got a pelt.
Yeah.
I've got a pelt.
Yeah.
You know, on my back.
I don't. What
oh,
mine, means,
mine's
really
sort, again, mine's sort of sparse, like a young forest.
Is
oh,
it?
Lovely.
You're trying to suggest
lovely,
that you are getting younger in hair terms.
Yeah.
Twice now you've suggested, both the bird analogy and that one, that somehow you're getting older, but your hair is somehow getting younger.
I haven't got many grey bits. It comes
no,
to
you're
the
not
side.
Looking grey at
yeah,
all.
But the barber cuts that out. I go, get rid of that. He cuts that out. That's why it's short. Yeah. And in the beard, I've got every colour in the beard.
There's a lot of colours in the beard. I've just gone completely grey with my beard.
No, you haven't. No, see, you're black and grey.
Yeah.
I'm not black. I'm grey, ginger, blonde.
Yeah.
Every
right, it looks sort of brown to me. But
well,
it's because
I realised, right? So I had really black hair, black beard, right?
Yeah.
My dad is French Canadian, but my mum was redhead, ginger.
Okay.
So now I think. I wasn't black hair. It was very, very dark ginger.
Wow.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Like ginger cake.
Like a biscuit.
So as I'm going grey, I'm going through a ginger phase, a brown phase.
Wow.
Yeah, it's definitely brown. I'd say brown, not ginger.
Yeah.
A bit, but.
Yeah.
So if you did a profile, you could be like the cover of Low, just a bit darker.
Yeah, I've got a ginger in me.
You got a ginger in you.
If I grow a beard, I've tried it on holidays and stuff. The big flaw is like whatever that bit is called. Nothing grows there.
Really?
So I'm pointing to the bottom, just underneath
my
lip.
Oh, that's my best bit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I was just looking at
that's holding.
Really
that's
I've got
holding.
A lot. I've got a lot.
Yeah,
I've got
both got.
I think I'm hairier than you.
This is on the people listening.
Yeah.
We're talking to that little bit of separated beard
under
the bottom lip.
I think I'm hairier than you in that bit.
Yeah,
because you've got. unless you've shaved it,
yeah,
to the side.
Well,
of
Well, I do the, you know, the 5mm.
Yeah, I do that too.
Yeah,
but okay. I don't shave.
You look hairier than me, though.
I think I am hairier than you.
You are, yeah. You're werewolfy,
a bit longer,
aren't you?
Yeah.
You're werewolfy.
I'm a little bit werewolfy.
You have to shave right up to there, don't you? Up to your cheeks.
Actually, that's something I think about. Yeah. Which is now, I'm pointing, listeners, to the tops of my cheeks.
Yeah.
And the tops of my cheeks often get quite hairy.
Yeah.
And that's when I think people might look at me and think there's something odd about that bloke. You know, you shouldn't have hair there. Will it cover his eyes eventually? Will it become something that I've seen in, like, 19th century encyclopedias?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Is that eventually he's going to be
boy
we found somewhere in darkest Amazon and we had to shave him and then he revealed himself as Jewish? That's what concerns me. I'm going to stop.
There's a lot of racism in there and I don't know if it's okay because you're saying, I don't know.
It's okay because as long as I add the word Jewish at the end of it, I think people think, he is one of those, so it'll be fine. But no, Bowie never had to worry about it.
If your beard line was water, you'd be, like, in the last seconds of life, because it's like it's
drowning.
Going up. You're drowning.
I'm drowning.
I never
under
noticed
my
before,
hair.
But it's quite a straight line.
What if anyone's ever drowned in their own?
Do you know what I'd like? Do you know what I'd like to happen? Right, is that you go completely grey, white, right, like that, right?
And then become dark.
Except that bit that's still black.
Okay,
just
that's
little.
Yes.
What, the moustache?
So you eventually have a little Hitler moustache.
Yeah. Oh, right, that's a good idea. That's true. That would be hilarious if I couldn't help it in the way that my hair coloured and that I had a little Hitler moustache. And then I'd have to go to the barber and say, I'm just really bad. Like, can you just do something about this bit?
Yeah.
I think it's on its way. That could happen, though.
Do you think?
It's quite
it could
dark
happen,
there.
Couldn't it?
It is quite dark there.
And then I might insist on a side parting.
Yeah,
to go the whole
exactly.
I'd like to try and cover up, or I'd go the whole hog with a side parting.
The Hitlerisation of David Baddiel.
Tell us, what do you think album you do? Your Diamond Dogs is the one you associate most with, so let's see whether
that
comes out.
I suppose, I don't know what it means, but no.
Okay, well, let's see whether this is what it throws up. Which of these statements best describes you, Ricky? I enjoy new experiences. I don't like meeting people. I like expanding my circle of friends.
Do you know what? There's a duality, because I think I don't like meeting people is the first one, because I talk about that and I joke about that and I can't be bothered.
Mm.
But I think deep down, whenever I do, because on the surface, I am the type of person whose idea of going out and meeting people is horrendous and completely new people. I don't need... But I say that one.
Okay. Which of these statements do you most agree with, Ricky? I like a challenge. I like familiarity. I like to mix things up occasionally.
Oh my God! All of them.
Maybe you like to mix things up.
But I love familiarity. Mm. If I find a restaurant with a nice chair and a meal I like, I'll go there every night.
I think so. I can go for that then.
I think familiarity then. Is that all right? Or do you want to say mix it up? I think mix it up means a bit of both.
Oh, no, I think if you're somebody that likes, there was a while when we used to go out for dinner, you always used to order shepherd's pie. Not now because you're vegetarian.
Yeah,
but.
I do like familiarity, but I also like to mix things up, and I like new experiences.
It's an internet questionnaire.
I'll say I like familiarity.
By the way, there's 11 more of these.
Okay, good. I take these very seriously.
No, it's good, Ricky.
They're about me.
But also, we're going to get the definitive answer now. Which of these phrases are you most likely to think to yourself when you're attending a party? I hope people like me. These people bore me. I'm the most interesting person here. This music is awful.
I'd probably say this music's too loud. I ask people, even in their own house, can I turn the music down? What do I think? I don't think these people bore me on the most interesting.
I'm the only person who said yes to that, by the way.
But it's it is the closest.
Yeah.
And it's not really true, but it is the closest to...
I'm glad you got with that.
No, you should definitely...
I straightforwardly went
And I don't...
It.
I genuinely don't... I rarely believe that.
Right.
But it's closest. No, closest.
Yeah.
No, that's good. Your friends are organising a birthday party for you, Ricky. What would be your preferred scenario? A surprise party?
I'm thinking definitely not.
An intimate evening with your closest friends.
Yeah.
A mental night out with your lunatic best friend.
Fuck that. Number B, without a doubt.
Without a fucking doubt.
Yeah.
How do you prefer to spend
lunatic best friend?
How do you prefer to spend your evenings? Out clubbing?
No.
I'm thinking it's that, right? I'm thinking there's no need for the other two, is there?
Christ.
At home watching telly.
Yeah.
At the gym.
This is an evening.
This is an evening.
Oh my god! I'm in pajamas. I've been to the gym. I'm in pajamas by six. Bottle of wine open. Netflix. Scandi serial killer. Without doubt.
There's more info that we needed for the questionnaire.
Yeah,
but still.
Yeah, without a doubt. No, that one. I might go back to the other ones.
These are definitive answers.
Yeah.
What sort of literature do you prefer to read, Rick? Is it fiction, non-fiction? This is a bit of a silly one.
Without a doubt.
Newspapers cut up and rearranged.
Yeah, without a doubt, non-fiction.
God, I like the lack of doubt, some of these. Which of these types of music would you prefer to listen to? Modern classical, like Philip Glass, rock and roll, drum and bass.
Oh, God. I was hoping for a really good one, the last one.
Yeah, drum and bass.
Rock and roll, do they mean rock music? Yeah. They don't mean rock and roll.
No, they don't mean rock and roll. When they did it on me, I said, well, not Bill Haley and the Comets, but rock and roll.
I
think
I do like modern classical. I like classical and modern classical.
Do you
and
like Philip Glass?
And I also like things like, you know, Mogwai and Hammock, who are doing things. But it would have to be, in general, it would have to be rock and roll, because that's my... The library is much more rock and roll,
It's a hard one, that one. What sort of... Well, we know, food would you prefer to eat? Meat, vegetarian, I'm not really a food person.
Well, I think everyone's a food person, or they're dead.
I don't know, exactly.
So vegetarian.
So you're vegetarian, aren't you? And you are vegetarian, so. Which sort of place would you rather go on holiday? A former Eastern Bloc country, off the beaten track, a cottage in the home counties, a luxury Caribbean retreat?
It would be a luxury. Probably not a car. It's too far. So it'd be
a
luxury European retreat. It's
got
to be those three.
It's an algorithm. We can't.
You've got to go on one of those.
Yeah.
You've got to go on one of those. So not fun being forced on holiday. I accept, but you've got to go on one of those.
Oh, I've never been. So
Eastern Bloc.
The luxury. Well, definitely not.
I think the home counties.
Nice cottage in the home.
Well,
cottage.
I love that as well. I love that.
Yeah,
I've got
a house in the
home counties.
I know,
sorry, that one then. Yeah, okay, you're right.
If you're at a gig, where do you stand? At the back, observing everyone. In the middle, enjoying the music. In the mosh pit. And occasionally, stage diving.
Right, okay. Obviously, when I was 17, it would be... I just get further and further back, the older I get. So at the moment, at the back.
Not even at the gig.
I only go to theatre if they've got a box. I want you to be seen.
You came see my show in the box. I was aware of him in the fucking box.
Yeah. Why is that? It's comfortable.
It makes me feel comfortable and safe and secure.
I can drink
and I don't have to sit next to... Yeah. Someone
you find boring.
Human being. Well, apart from Jane, that's it. Yeah, she's allowed in. Jane, come up here with me. Yeah.
Okay, you're going for a haircut, Ricky. What are you going to ask for? A mullet dyed a vivid colour, bleached blonde, sensible short back and sides.
Well, now, again, right. I've been every single haircut he's ever had, right? To the point once when I first dyed my hair, there was smoke coming off it. It was in...
Why?
It was in Lamb's Conduit Street, and I dyed it blonde. Because I had black hair, right, naturally, and the first time I dyed it.
Oh, so you had the peroxide on for so long.
Yeah,
it
was soft.
They couldn't get it. It went red. The most of it was yellow.
So they said,
we've got to stop now because your hair's on fire.
So it went from red to ginger to red to fire.
They kept checking it, and then it was. I said, that's fine, right?
Bloody
so I had yellow hair. I hated it. I dyed it black. So that was my first, then I did everything. The extensions, everything. Now, short back and sides. I have a barber, 23 quid. Yeah. Here, there's 2 quid tips, son. See you later, boy.
Reading.
Yeah,
so
every 3 weeks.
See you later, boy.
Yeah.
I think his barber is Cat Stevens.
Yeah.
Yusuf Islam, sorry.
You're getting ready for a night out, which we know isn't your favourite thing, but you're getting ready. How are you going to dress? Like a member of the opposite sex, very formally... Casual, maybe a sweater and jeans, just in case you don't know what casual is.
Without doubt. To me, sweater and jeans is not casual because it has a belt. So, elastic. I came in the tracksuit. Pyjamas and anything with an elasticated waistband. But if that's the most casual, then jumper and jeans, without a doubt.
Yeah, you're dressed like Jimmy Savile.
Now, this one is always a bit of an annoying one because there's an obvious sort of joke in it. But which colour would you paint your living room? Blue, electric blue, bright yellow, or silver?
Right, obviously none of them.
None of them. But if you had to force yourself.
What is it?
Bright yellow. Silver.
Well, the only one that would... I could find a lovely Farrow and Ball sort of... not electric blue. Powder blue. Can I go for blue, powder blue?
That, in the first draft, that's probably what you had.
Okay.
So we could... Right.
Finally done it.
What, I've got it?
So fucking long.
Fucking hell. Right, this is the album you most associate with, Ricky. It's going to be a bit of a surprise.
Which one do you think
you.
It is?
Well, you've mentioned...
Well, it's... Wow.
It's the album you are.
Album I am?
And you are... Remember, it's the album you are now.
It's going to so be something are, really, like, it's quite safe and reactionary, because it's me now.
Now, yeah.
So it'd be... I don't
it'd
know.
Be
it'd
more sensible.
Be, it would either be a folky one or something like Let's Dance, I suppose.
I think you'd be delighted with this. It's Low.
Oh, come on!
Oh, really?
Is, come I mean, on! That's a result.
That's a great result for you.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, even though I said no to Berlin and all that
you
sort
said
of
no
stuff.
No to Berlin. You said no to the ginger hair.
Casual.
Whatever.
I was casual.
Yeah, smart casual. He's not smart casual.
I've got to say, this internet survey has given us two albums so far. It's given us Low whenever Jonathan was Low, you were Low, and then.
No, I wasn't Low.
No, what were you?
What were you?
I was Ziggy Stardust.
Ziggy Stardust. It might be only those two albums.
Fiddler on the Roof.
No, I wasn't Fiddler on the Roof.
That's absolutely anti-Semitic.
That isn't a David Bowie album. To my knowledge,
it's still that's what it's saying. That's what it says you are, David.
The internet's a racist.
No,
can't argue with you.
I shouldn't have said when you asked me what haircut that I wanted the Hitler moustache with the white beard. That's what you said,
and that's what it gave
and
us.
Some of them curly bits.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to Stalking Time for the Moon Boys.
Thanks, Ricky. Brilliant.
Thank you very much, Ricky Gervais.
My pleasure.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.